They say, Dr. Minhas, I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Jacqueline Snyder, JACQUELYNSNYDER, date of birth 09/24/1951, date of appointment April 2nd, 2026, requesting physician Brian Hall, BRIANHALLNP. Dear Brian Hall, I have the pleasure of seeing Jacqueline Snyder today in my office. I appreciate you involving me. In her care, as you know, she is 74-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose short-term memory is not good. She forget easily. She is having hallucination. She need help for shower. She change clothes herself. She lives in the assisted living. Past medical history, hypertension, depression, GERD, dementia, obstructive sleep apnea, history of herpes simplex, restless leg syndrome, hyperlipidemia, past surgical history, none, allergy, allergy, ACE inhibitor, adhesive tape, medications, lorazepam 0.5 milligram, risperidone 0.25 milligram, memantine 10 milligram, 2 times daily, diazepam 5 milligram, rizuvastatin 10 milligram, esomeprazole 40 milligram, famotidine, glantamine 16 milligram per 24 hour capsule, pramipexole 0.5 milligram 2 times daily, valacyclovir, triamcinolone ointment, amlodipine, acetylcypram, meloxicam, latanoprost, calcium carbonate, nystatin powder, B-complex, timolol, polyethylene, glycol. Social history. Does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. She is widowed, lives in the assisted living. Family history, mother, father deceased, sister deceased with Alzheimer's disease. Father was also having Alzheimer's disease. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having confusion, memory loss, depression, anxiety. Review of the physical examination, blood pressure 140 over 70, heart rate 72. Respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowel sound present, next upper, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice cyanosis, but edema of the ankle present. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake. I did mini mental status examination, but she cannot complete it due to the severe dementia. No aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is decreased on the right side. Finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination. Strength 5 or 5 deep tender reflex, 2 or 4 plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed decreased vibratory sensation in the left foot. Gait ataxic, Romberg test positive. Assessment and plan, 74-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, Alzheimer's disease. Number two, peripheral neuropathy. Number three, gait ataxia. Number four, depression. Number five, anxiety. Number six, decreased hearing on the right side. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to start RSF 5 milligram PO daily. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.